Harper Via and Harper Audio present The Children's Train, a novel by Viola Ardone, translated from the Italian by Clarissa Botsford, performed by Tim Campbell. Part 1. 1946. 1. Mamma in front, me behind. Mamma strides through the narrow streets in the Spanish Quarter. It takes two steps of mine to keep up with every one of hers. I look at people's shoes. Shoes with no holes in them equal 1 point. Shoes with holes in them minus 1 point. No shoes, 0 points. New shoes, I get a star-studded prize. I've never had a pair of shoes of my own. I wear other people's shoes, and they always hurt. Mama says I don't walk straight, but it's not my fault. It's other people's shoes that are the problem. They are the shape of the feet that wore them before me. They've taken on their habits, walked on other streets, played other games. By the time they get to me, what do they know about the way I walk or where I want to go? They need to get used to me little by little. But then my feet grow, the shoes get too small for me, and we're back to square one. Mama in front, me behind. I have no idea where we're going. She says it's for my own good. There must be a catch, like when I had head lice. It's for your own good, she said, and then she shaved my head so I looked like a melon. Luckily, my friend Tomasino got the melon treatment too. For his own good, of course. The kids in our street teased us, saying we looked like skulls that had escaped from the ossuary at Fontanelle Cemetery. In the beginning, Tomasino wasn't my friend. One day I saw him steal an apple from Capayanca, the vegetable man with the barrow at Piazza del Mercato, and I thought we could never be friends because Mamma Antonietta always says we may be poor, but we are certainly not thieves. Better beggars than thieves. But Tomasino had seen me and had taken an apple for me, too. Since the apple had been given to me, and it wasn't me who stole it, I finished it off. I was so hungry he could see it in my eyes. We've been friends since then. Apple friends. Mama walks right in the middle of the street and never looks down. I drag my feet and count points so I don't get scared. I count up to 10 on my fingers, and then I start again. When I get to 10 times 10, something nice will happen. That's how the game goes. Until now, nothing nice has ever happened to me, though. Maybe I count the points wrong. I like numbers quite a lot. Letters, not so much. One by one, I can recognize them, but when they're all mixed up into words, I get confused. Mama says she doesn't want me to grow up like she did, and that's why she sent me to school. I went, but I didn't like it one bit. For one thing, the kids were yelling all day, and I used to come home with a headache. The classroom was tiny and smelled like sweaty feet. And then I had to sit still all day at my desk in silence and draw rows and rows of straight lines. My teacher had a pointy chin and spoke with a lisp. If anyone copied her, she would whack them on the head. I had 10 whacks in 5 days. I counted them like my shoe points, and I didn't get a prize that time either. After a while, I decided I didn't want to go to school anymore. Mama wasn't happy about it, but she said at least I had to learn a trade, and so she sent me to collect rags. At first, I liked it. My job was to go from house to house or down to the garbage dump, pick up old rags, and then take them to Capaifiero's market stall. After a few days, I was so tired from my rounds that I even missed the wax the pointy chin teacher had given me. Mama stops in front of a gray and red building with big windows. It's here, she says. This school looks nicer than the last one. It's quiet inside, and there's no stench of feet. We go up to the second floor, and they make us sit on a wooden bench in a corridor until a voice calls out, "Next!" Since nobody else moves, Mama thinks we must be next, and we go in. Mama's name is Antonietta Speranza. The signorina waiting for us writes her name on a sheet of paper and says, "This is your last option." That's when I think, okay, Mama's going to turn around and go home now. But she doesn't move.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?